Welcome back to SEN Mornings. Julian DeStoop with you. Now, we're on air yesterday when the Kansas City Chiefs and Buffalo Bills game was sort of getting underway. It was about quarter time when we jumped off air, and it was an absolutely amazing game. Went right down to the finish, as the other three playoff games did this weekend. In the end, the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Bills 42-36 in overtime. An amazing game. Lived up to all the hype. We're going to speak to Blair Kirchhoff from the Kansas City Star very, very shortly. Now, he's been covering sport since 1989 for the Kansas City Star, and I'd imagine he hasn't seen many weekends of NFL like he did on the weekend. So the Chiefs are through. They won it a couple of years ago. Obviously, a lot of controversy over the overtime rules in the NFL where the other team doesn't get possession if you scored a touchdown, but the Chiefs were on the other end of it a few years ago against the New England Patriots. So I'm sure they aren't complaining too much, and now they're getting ready to take on the Cincinnati Bengals next weekend. And Blair's been good enough to join us. Thanks for your time, Blair.
Hey, great to join you. Hope you're doing well.
You too. Just before we get onto this game in particular, the four games we saw in the NFL over the weekend, it was an incredible drama in all four games. Can you remember a weekend or a playoff weekend quite like it?
No, there really hasn't been. If you just add it all up, it was the smallest margin of victory, average margin of victory for the divisional round games since 1970, when the NFL and the AFL merged. So pretty much in the Super Bowl era, there had never been a weekend quite like this, a playoff weekend quite like this, where each of the four games ended on the final play of the game, on the final snap. And if you get one or two of those during the season, for a team, it's pretty amazing. And to have all four divisional playoff games end on the final snap was just, heart-stopping stuff.
I mean, overtime in this game, at the last 2 minutes was unbelievable. Three times the lead changed hands. When you were watching it, what were you sort of thinking in those last 2 minutes? I guess the emotions were changing every 30 seconds as there was a score.
Well, and I felt sorry for the journalists in the press box who had to write game stories because, you're on deadline. It's so late and you're on deadline and you don't know, the Bills are going to win. And then Tyreek Hill, out sprints to the end zone, and suddenly the Chiefs are going to win. And then Josh Allen does another amazing drive and scores with 13 seconds to play, and the Bills are going to win. And the television cameras caught the Bills sideline and saw a lot of celebration going on, and understandably so. It was going to be a huge victory for the Buffalo Bills. But 13 seconds, that's a little too much time for Patrick Mahomes, apparently. And they came down and tied it and sent it in overtime.
Now, speaking of the overtime, I guess there's always contention about the overtime rules. First team to score a touchdown wins. As we were saying before, the Chiefs were on the end of it a couple of years ago, on the other end of it. Does it need to change, this rule? Because, in the playoffs, you've got the best quarterbacks, and if you win the toss, a lot of the time they're generally going to be able to get down the field and score a touchdown. Are you comfortable with the overtime rules as they stand, or do they need to change?
It's interesting that during the regular season, the team that wins the coin toss wins, I think it's 52% of the overtime games. But in the playoffs, there have been 11 overtime games, and the team that won the coin toss has won 10 of them. So those are, that's a percentage that needs to be studied pretty diligently. And I think I would come down in the camp that says, let's take a hard look at this coin toss, and maybe it's fair to maybe more mimic the college game where each team is guaranteed a possession. But don't start at the 25 as they do in college. Start it at the 40, maybe your own 40, and make it so it's you can't win it with a field goal on the first play. So you're right. The Chiefs were on the wrong end of this 4 years ago at Arrowhead Stadium against the Patriots. The Patriots won the coin toss, and Tom Brady took him down and scored a touchdown, and the Chiefs never got the ball. So there was Patrick Mahomes sitting on the bench the entire time. But I do feel bad for Bills fans who didn't get a chance to see Josh Allen, who may have had the game of his life last night, and never had a chance to get his team, you know, with a possession in the extra period.
It's been Blair Kirkhoff from the Kansas City Star about an amazing weekend in the NFL, particularly the Chiefs' win in overtime over the Bills. So in Australia, I think most people look at this rule and just think it is completely unfair and we don't really understand it. What's the general feel in the States about this rule? Is it sort of generally most people think this needs to change, or is there a certain percentage of people that are comfortable with the rule as it stands?
Well, because of those two games that have involved the Chiefs, the game 4 years ago and last night's game, I do believe that the opinion is changing on this. I wouldn't be surprised if NFL owners took this up in their meetings in the off season, just as they did 4 years ago. The Chiefs backed the idea. In fact, they proposed the idea of changing the overtime rule so that each team got at least one possession. And it didn't even come to a vote because a kind of a head count showed the NFL that nobody was interested in changing the rule. Well, we'll see how persuasive the Bills owner and the Chiefs are still behind changing the rule. Fans in this market still remember how bitter they felt 4 years ago when the Chiefs never got a chance to get the ball. So you're right. It's the only sport that I can think of that when there's extra time, both teams don't have an opportunity to score. When you think about this, penalty kicks in soccer and baseball extra innings and basketball overtime, it's the only sport where there's a chance that both teams don't have an opportunity to score.
Yeah, it certainly is unusual. We mentioned Patrick Mahomes before. Great game yesterday, 378 yards, 3 touchdowns. We saw two of the all-time great quarterbacks couldn't quite get the job done over the weekend, Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. He's probably the biggest star in the NFL right now, Patrick Mahomes. The way his career is going, is it fair to say he's going to end up one of the all-time greats if it keeps going in this trajectory?
No doubt about it. He's been a starter for 4 years. He didn't start his rookie season, which I think ended up really benefiting Patrick Mahomes at the time and get to study under a veteran quarterback. And so he sat out his basically didn't play until the final game of his rookie year. And when he did become a starter in 2018, he hit the ground running and was the NFL MVP that year. And now he's been a starter for 4 years and he's taken the Chiefs to 4 AFC championship games, all at Arrowhead Stadium. And now he has a chance to go to his third straight Super Bowl and win number 2. And for someone as young as Patrick Mahomes, that's incredible. Just incredible. There have been young quarterbacks have the type of team success. Tom Brady had won 3 Super Bowls in 4 years. And Ben Roethlisberger from the Pittsburgh Steelers won 2 Super Bowls at a very young age. But they didn't put up the statistics in addition to the team success that Patrick Mahomes has. He's just been amazing. An incredible athlete that the Chiefs traded up to draft back in 2017, and in fact, ironically, they traded with the Buffalo Bills to get in the position to draft Patrick Mahomes. So best move in the history of the organization.
Yeah, unbelievable move. Now moving on, it's on to the Bengals now. I guess the Bengals might be a lot of people sentimental favorite, given they never won a Super Bowl. They haven't been to this stage for over 30 years. I guess the Chiefs are going to be warm favourites. Is that about right, do you think? How do you see this game playing out?
Yeah, the Chiefs are the early Vegas line says the Chiefs are the 7-point favourite. I've seen 6.5 in a couple of places. So, pretty for an NFL playoff game, pretty big number that's favouring the Chiefs. Look, the Chiefs and the Bengals played during the regular season, and it was an important game. The Chiefs needed to win it to be the number one seed in the AFC playoff bracket, and the Bengals needed to win it to become the division champion and clinch a playoff spot. And the game was amazing. It was in Cincinnati in December and after Christmas. So Chiefs got out to a big lead early, 14-0, and the Bengals roared back and ended up winning the game by a field goal. And their quarterback, Joe Burrow, is an incredible talent. He is where Patrick Mahomes was a couple of years ago. He threw for 446 yards against Kansas City that day, and a wide receiver named Ja'Marr Chase was just torched the Chiefs. So The Chiefs avenged a regular season loss against the Bills, and now they'll have the opportunity to do that against the Cincinnati Bengals. But I think, like all the playoff games this weekend, this one will come down to in the fourth quarter to perhaps a final possession, and it is to the Chiefs' advantage that the game's at Arrowhead Stadium.
Yeah, great turnaround from the Chiefs because they're a bit slow out of the blocks this year. Just finally, quickly, before I let you go, so Chiefs to get through, will they be playing the 49ers or the Rams?
Yeah, that's kind of a fascinating game with the 49ers having the success against the Rams. They've won six in a row against Los Angeles. The game's at SoFi Stadium in L.A. I just love what the Rams did on Sunday. They built a big lead against Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Bucks, lost it, just about lost all of it. They did lose all of it. The game was tied. And then Matt Stafford to Cooper Kupp for a couple of plays got the Rams in the field goal position, and they won. So they really showed some care. Both teams did. I mean, for the 49ers to go to Green Bay and win in the snow was incredible. So I think the Rams end the losing streak to the 49ers and for the second straight year, and I think the Chiefs win, which means for the second straight year, the Chiefs will end up playing the Super Bowl in the home stadium of the opponent. Lost to Tampa Bay in Tampa last year, and now my guess is they're going to play the LA Rams in Los Angeles this time.
Let's hope the football's half as good as it was on the weekend. Blair, really appreciate you taking some time. Enjoy it this weekend. Hopefully it's as good as it was on the weekend.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.